All right, so here we are, a couple of days into free agency, and the Red Wings have made some marginal moves. James Van Riemsdyk is probably the biggest move that they made outside of trading for Gibson, the goaltender.
Which is not that big.
Well, Gibson's better than Cam Talbot.
No. I'm talking about James Van Riemsdyk.
No, Van Riemsdyk doesn't really move the needle too much to me. It's just a swap out of you got out of the Tarasenko contract. You add Van Riemsdyk, who is better all around as a player. But if you just look at stats, it's not, you know, a big difference. But I think he might be a bigger difference because of the type of player he is. But if that's your only move to solidify the top six, I don't like it. They have signed a bunch of other players that are as free agents that will add depth to the organization as a whole, like down in Grand Rapids, and they have a chance to play here. Adding Mason Appleton yesterday was another one of those moves that, I mean, they talk about him being a penalty kill guy and being on the checking line. So you're talking about, you know, a fourth line guy. And again, these aren't moves that move the needle too much in terms of interest. And you stack them on top of each other, and there's not a whole lot to get excited about as a Red Wing fan right now. And striking out on any free agents of significance like they did, it hurts. Missing out on some trades where there were some pretty good assets that were moved in the NHL, whether you look at Dobson or Keandre Miller.
Right.
You know, those are two really good defensemen that got moved, that the Red Wings just weren't there. You see more free agents that go away, you know, on small deals. I would have loved to have seen Brent Burns, the defenseman who's 40 years old but plays 22 minutes a game. Would love to see the Red Wings get him. He goes to a cup contending team in Colorado on a 1-year contract. Now, could the Red Wings just have thrown a bunch of money at him for 1 year as a bridge player? Yeah, they could have, but would that have been money well spent? I don't know. If it prevents you from getting somebody else, then no, it's not. But if you're not getting anybody else, you know, this is where I'm starting to get a little frustrated with it. If you're not able to get another top six forward, somebody that makes sense and really adds this team, then what difference does it make if you're going to spend $1 million on a player or $7 million on a player for 1 year?
Right.
If it doesn't affect your salary cap the following season. It's right. A 1-year deal, and you've got the cap space.
It's a good term.
You can use it. But nonetheless, if the agents that you're talking to are like, yeah, my guy doesn't want to come to Detroit. You guys are a ways away from being a contender. My client's 40 years old. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. I can respect that and totally understand that. And sure, I wouldn't have expected Brent Burns to come here unless he just wanted to come for money or just wanted a different challenge at this point in his career. But that's what free agency brings you. There's not a ton there. And we saw other players. Orlov went off the board today, $6.5 million a year on a 2-year deal as a defenseman. Is he a top four defenseman? Borderline. Would he be a top four defenseman here? More than likely.
Yes. Well, people keep bringing up Jason Robertson, right? And
who's playing for Dallas and is a free agent after this year, right?
Restricted free agent, yes. So he, total stud, could help the Wings. Wings rumored to be in the mix for him. Problem is, cap gone up, and Jim Neal, I got to believe, who of course used to be here, wants to do his best to keep Jason Robertson.
Oh, he should.
So
he's a hell of a player.
It's up to Stevie to sweeten that pot. So it comes down to, do you think he's going to make that move? I don't. Gator does.
So Eisen was asked about, he was talking about it. It's, you know, when we talk about all these players, whether they're free agents or trades, and then you talk about the cap, it's hard to get players, which is what he had to say.
All right, but Gator, I hear that it's hard to get players. Yeah, no kidding.
Every team's in the same boat.
I just, and this is very disrespectful, but I'm going to do it anyway. Wham!
Oh.
Come on! Like, all I hear from every time this guy talks is how difficult his job is. At some point, you got to give me something, or I got to go find somebody else that can.
Right. And you hear the it takes two to tango line all the time, and it's true. If you identify a player that you want and you're trying to get him, if the other team doesn't want to really trade him,
then
you can't do it.
I get it.
If you want a free agent player, you desperately want this guy to be on your team, and he's told his agent, I ain't going there because I'm not going to go to a team that's going to win a Stanley Cup. then you're up against it. So then what do? You have to develop your own players, and you got to do it in a timely fashion.
I get it.
And this is another thing where he was asked about one of their recent first-round picks from a couple years ago, Nate Danielson. He was asked, can Nate Danielson make this team? So I wanted to hear that because I want to think about, we keep hearing about prospects. And over the years, they've been accused of letting him ripen on the vine for too long. And yet, Mo Sider was brought up pretty quickly. Great. Lucas Raymond brought up pretty quickly. Great. Marco Casper, I don't know if it was brought up pretty quickly, but he got his opportunity last year, and he looks great, and I think has a really bright future.
I agree.
Can Danielson be the next guy? Can Brandzik Nygaard be the next guy? Can Axel Sandin Pelikka be the next guy? Because while this team is, and specifically with Sandin Pelikka.
When is that, though? When is that? Give me the timeline for when that is.
Is it this year?
See, but maybe.
That's why he said possibly.
And I don't expect, if that's the case, a bunch of rookies, I don't expect them to make the playoffs or take that next step.
Well, like Gator, but can they be better than the guy that they're replacing maybe. Is all I care about. And if they are, and I already think this team is slightly better than what they were, that's going to help. But specifically with Axel Sandin Pelikka, because you didn't talk about him, but specifically with him.
Right, who is in the States.
Yeah. Can this guy be a top four defenseman with this team out of training camp? Now, he's going to have to show up at training camp. But what he did in the World Juniors or whatever, he was great. And playing with Team Sweden. And seems like his game is going to translate well, an offensive game. But that's the type of guy that they have to hit on right away to make this team better right away. So this team looks like that they've got a great young core of players that's a playoff team now, so that other players around the league don't look at the Red Wings and say, absolutely not.
Right. So it's finally paying off, right? I guess my thing is, in what world does Steve get to sit over and over and over? And this is why I believe the leash is so long for Yzerman. And he just gets to sit there and say how difficult it is. And, well, you know what? We're trying our best.
Well,
it's so frustrating, man.
Here's what he did talk about Axel Sandin Pelikka. Here's what he had to say. So that doesn't sound very promising. He'll make the club out of training camp.
I think he could probably have predicted that.
Probably, yeah. But we'll see what happens in training camp. Some guys would just light it up, and you can't help but notice what they've done, and you have to give them that opportunity. We'll see who those players end up being. The other thing he was talking about were the needs on this team. We're going to get to that coming up in about 5 minutes, whether there's still the biggest needs left for this team. If they're trying to improve this team, they can only do it at this point. It's going to be by your own prospects, or it's going to be by trade. And he already said possibly they can still make a trade. I'm holding out hope. I think that that's what's going to happen. But, you know, if it's going to happen, it probably happens in the next few weeks. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.